Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Monday afternoon here on WEEI Afternoons in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It's not beautiful outside.
It is awful outside.
Kind of rainy, kind of crappy. That's why Ted doesn't come out. It's a rainy day. He's like, you know, I'm not doing it today. The flowery shirt won't get it done.
Did Ted wake up and see his shadow today?
Yeah. It's a big shadow. He was scared, so he went back under the covers and pulled him over his head. It is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. That means one thing. It is time for our three-point stance.
319!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak! A hat trick! And a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Before I toss the mic to Dan Ball to lead us through three-point stance, we will get back to the Tristan Casas situation, and I will get to you, 781 texter, because I don't know if your ears don't work or the connection to the rest of your body doesn't work, but I don't care for the tone of your text. But we'll get back to that Dan Ball three-point stance
time. Okay, well, it is time for three-point stance today. Now I'm kind of intrigued to know what they
we'll
said
get there.
To piss you off.
I agree with the texter.
Shut it.
Today's three-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or send an inflammatory text to Andy Hart on the text line, you got to get Glassman, and you can call all sevens to do that at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have two hosts and myself, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories floating around the world of sports and sometimes beyond. Each host and me will have 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance on their story of the day, and after each is gone, we'll open up the floor for discussion on each and every one. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball, with Stiz as my accompaniment, as always. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Well, your 60 seconds, they begin right now.
I was going to use my time for my first experience doing hibachi on my Blackstone, but we don't have time for that today. We need to get to Joe Milton. And I know it is with great irony I say this. We need to stop talking about Joe Milton. He's part of the past. He's moved on. We need to move on. So did the Patriots want to get rid of Joe Milton, or did Joe Milton request a trade?
It doesn't matter.
Is he a good guy or a bad dude, as some is reporting? Is he a future starter or a career backup who'll never win a game again?
It doesn't matter!
He's gone. Can we just move on? The Patriots have rookie minicamp this week. They are going to go into OTAs, Fitzy. They're going to go into minicamp and training camp. And Joe Milton will do the exact same thing. Like, what we're doing around here with Bedard and others, like these reports, oh, he's a bad dude. It's like hate scrolling through your ex's social media feed.
It doesn't matter!
Hey, that one was out of line. You don't need to be doing that. Just allow for the fact that for whatever reason, It ended. It needed to end. Nothing is going to change now. You traded him for what you traded him for. He went to where he went. We'll see what his future holds. You have Drake May, but we need to stop trying to figure out why Joe Milton isn't here anymore and just accept the fact he's not here anymore, so move on. Thank you. No further questions.
I like it.
There you go.
I'm with you. As a power of now guy,
yeah.
That's all we have control over. The
it's
now
over.
And the future, and absolutely nothing that is firmly in our rear view.
At least until we have reason to revisit it. Like, if he goes and starts and wins 12 games for the Cowboys, we might need to revisit it. But right now, no, it's over.
I mean, there's such a great NFL sample size as a starter that he's going to go in and win 12 games for the Cowboys, you know, based on all
or
of his...
Or start anytime soon
exactly,
as well.
Exactly.
You mean the fact that he's undefeated, never lost?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, him and Drake May, right about the same at this point. I also think it's appropriate that you pick the day when Ted is not here to bring up Joe Milton, that we shouldn't be talking about him again. So
that's true. Ted's going to bring him up tomorrow, and then we'll be right back at it.
That's right.
It doesn't matter!
It does not. And
then later on, Dan Ball, we're going to bring up mock drafts.
Yes, all seven rounds, 2026. You'll never believe.
I'm going to do my first seven-round 2026 mock draft later.
You'll never believe who Mr. Irrelevant 2026 is.
Tune in
to find out later. In the meantime, Fitzy, you are up here for 3-point stance. Are you ready?
Yeah, since it is my time and my job, it is also my honor.
All right, well, your 60 seconds. Begin right now.
Earlier today, it was announced that Julian Edelman, Patriots slot receiver, punt returner, Mr. Everything, a consummate football player, hard-o, and three-time Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl MVP, no less, was the fans' choice. He won the vote, the popular vote of the Pats people, to be the next inductee into the New England Patriots Hall of Fame. Jules will get the red jacket later on this summer or perhaps in the fall. Big ceremony and party to follow. And while no one in Patriots Nation or the NFL, the worldwide of football appreciation over, would argue that Julian Edelman is deserving of entry into the Patriots Hall of Fame, possibly even the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I, a Julian Edelman superfan and lifelong Patriots superfan, am here to tell you that the fans got it wrong and that they brought in and welcomed the wrong guy in at the they welcomed in the right guy at the wrong time. Julian Edelman certainly deserves this honor, but the first person who should have gotten entry in this year alongside Bill Parcells was Adam Vinatieri. Folks, without a couple of kicks Adam Vinatieri made, there is no dynasty, there is no six Super Bowls, there's no Tom Brady, and there wouldn't have been Julian Edelman.
Well, we'll get into this more, but there are two separate Hall of Fame related arguments for Adam Vinatieri that both came out of this year, and both are very legitimate.
I was stunned, guys. Quite honestly, like, I was legitimately stunned that Edelman beat out Vinatieri. Did everybody miss? Like, how could you miss what Adam Vinatieri did? If he doesn't make the kick in the snow, there is zero guarantee they win, let alone a couple, or possibly even a half dozen Super Bowls. It all starts with the kick in the snow, followed up by the kick in the Super Bowl, followed by another kick in a Super Bowl. Like, he deserves entry out of deference and respect to his accomplishments, first and foremost. And as much as I love Julian Edelman, for God's sakes, I mean, I anyone over the age of 30 would be hard-pressed to disagree.
It's even deeper than that, but we'll get into it after we get to our third stance here.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to quickly move away from football, and I will begin my 60 seconds. What do you think, Stiz? Right about now?
Dan, you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Your 60 seconds begin right now.
Okay. Wow, that was good, and sounds a little little annoying. Now I know how you guys feel.
It's a little passive-aggressive.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just to try to prove a point.
All right, with the argue, just get to the
like 48 seconds left.
All right.
Ted somewhere right now going like, Dan, come on. Put this horse back in the barn.
We've spent the first hour of the show talking about who could play first base for the Red Sox. I went on record. I like Coach's suggestion with Christian Campbell. I wouldn't mind Trevor Story if you're looking outside the organization. That's fine with me. There's one guy who I am not on board with it being, and I know that his contract would dictate that you should try it. I don't think the Rafael Devers experiment at first base would go well. I don't think it's worth trying, because the couple of things that come to mind that you have to have to be a good first baseman and improve from what the Red Sox had, you got to have focus, you got to have athleticism. athleticism. You got to have the footwork to be able to get yourself in a position to improve throws from your other infielders. And I just don't think Rafael Devers, A, has the skill set to be able to do that, and B, is interested or willing to improve and take ground balls and do what it takes to be better as the season goes along. So as much as you'd like to try to make something out of this contract that you paid him and put him back in the infield, I think it's become pretty clear that he does not have what it takes and is not willing to do what it takes to be a good first baseman for the Red Sox. I just don't think that's an option that's worth pursuing right now. And there you go. That is what I have to offer on that particular topic. So, on the table today, Joe Milton, no longer worth being talked about. Julian Edelman is into the Patriots Hall of Fame over Adam Vinatieri. And Rafael Devers, at least to me, is not the option moving forward at first base for the Boston Red Sox.
Can we get into Edelman and Fitzy's take here?
Absolutely. You teed it up right before mine, so go ahead.
So, Fitzy stated the obvious, where Adam Vinatieri is the better player with the better career. He is, according to Bill Belichick, the greatest kicker in the history.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Three of the game. He is a Super Bowl champion, clutch kicks, and you know, numbers, anything you want to do. He's a great kicker. So if you're just using sort of the normal metrics or measurements, he should be first. My question with this is, this caught me a little bit off guard because I thought Fitzy, when the three finalists were announced, I thought this would be a possibility that recency bias, you people, all of that would vote Edelman.
The fantasy footballification. Yes.
All of that. And then I put out a poll for our show, as I so often do, at Jumbo Heart on Twitter, at WEEI Afternoons, and Edelman won the poll. And I was like, oh, maybe the fans really, really kind of get it. They're not going to let their emotions, recency, whatever, get caught up in it, and they'll get it right. And then I believe that same day or a day later, Tom Curran did a poll for Quickslants. Same poll. Mankins, Edelman, Vinatieri. Vinatieri won his poll. And yet the Patriots, and then the Patriots put out a poll, essentially. Their voting is online voting, just like our poll on Twitter, essentially.
Sure.
And I would assume, pulling from similar pools of people, my followers on Twitter, Tom Curran's Quick Slants viewers, Patriots.com users, there would be some Venn diagram overlapping in that group there. But yet, Edelman won their poll. I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking you. How did that happen, Fitzy?
Popularity contest, recency bias. It's 100%.
So why didn't the same people vote for Edelman in my poll? Why didn't they vote for Edelman in the Quickslants poll, only in the Patriots.com poll?
Tom Curran's followers, his following base is probably older and appreciates the contributions of the past and remembers life. You know how people always say, like, oh, you fans, you never watched a game before Tom Brady took a snap. And to which I always reply, like, oh, yeah? Then why don't you go reclaim the half an ass I froze off in the benches at the old stadium watching Scott Seacules lose a game in December of 1992, you jerks. We've seen a lot of football in our lives, but a lot of these people that probably voted Andy may have only picked up watching the Patriots halfway through the double dynastic run
at Patriots.com.
They may not have ever even seen, and they may have never even seen Adam Vinatieri kick for the Patriots because he left in January 2000. He was gone in February 2006.
Yeah, but at Patriots.com? See, I don't get it. Because I would think, no offense to Patriots.com, worked there for a long time, really appreciative of the time there and all the people down there and everything. You think young people are going to Patriots.com a lot to vote?
They respond via Twitter. There's a hyperlink on Twitter that would take you to Patriots.com.
Okay, so then those same people would essentially, I think, be voting in all three polls. It seems weird to me because I thought we would get here. I want to be clear. I thought we'd get here where you'd pick the wrong person. And I, like you, believe he's only the wrong person because of the time, not because of the accomplishments.
He should go in next year in the long line of talent and worthy Hall of Famers that deserve a red jacket and enshrinement at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, right next to the Pro Shop outside Gillette Stadium, where AC/DC was last night. It's a long name, but just work with me. Yeah, Edelman should be going in next year. No one is arguing that Julian Edelman isn't a great football player, a Patriot legend, three-time champ, and deserving of the red coat. Adam Vinatieri should have gone in this year, his first year of eligibility, because of how much he means to the foundation of the Patriots franchise, period, the end.
I actually think the fun debate here of the three was the two spot and the three spot. I actually think there is zero debate that Vinatieri is the top candidate. I'm with Dan Ball. This is a totally different argument. Vinatieri should be getting a gold jacket and a red jacket. Somehow he gets screwed out of both. Somehow he's not getting a single jacket. Although he doesn't mind because his arms are massive these days. So he's like, sun's out, guns out if I don't have to wear a jacket.
They probably don't fit in many coats because he's absolutely shredded, bro.
But I actually thought the debate, you can make a strong debate between Edelman and Logan Mankins. Logan Mankins essentially had the better career. Edelman was the better winner. I mean, Edelman has zero Pro Bowls and zero All Pros. Mankins is a multi-time Pro Bowler and a multi-time All Pro. Like, you can make those faces, Fitzy, but the reality is Edelman made his money in the postseason on postseason runs with Tom Brady, and that's great.
But when the lights were brightest, you know, from Edelman playing cornerback and safety in the 2011 postseason when the Patriots had a ghastly deficit of cornerbacks and secondary. He has the most punt return touchdowns in franchise history. The pass to Amendola, a Super Bowl MVP, just like Deion Branch as well. The amazing catches in 49 to spark the comeback in the fourth quarter in one of Tom Brady's greatest quarters of football ever in the Malcolm Butler Super Bowl. The catch in Super Bowl 51. I see what you're saying about Mankins, but I would have absolutely power ranked it Vinatieri, Edelman, Mankins. All three worthy, all three deserving, but I thought that would have been the 1-2-3.
Absolutely, because superficial recency bias would pick Edelman. Like, if you go a little deeper in the game of football and know what really happens, you win in the trenches, right? Deep in the trenches with line play, guard play, then you'd Mankins was a great player. And I do also acknowledge I'm biased here. He's one of my favorite guys that ever came through that locker room. Love dealing with him. One of the truest professionals that you'll ever see at Gillette Stadium. Also,
great guy.
Also, the water gets muddy next year when Rob Gronkowski and others start to make their way onto the ballot. And all of a sudden, Adam Vinatieri is going to have to wait multiple years to get into the Patriots Hall of Fame. What a joke. Yes, it is.
Let me ask you both, Fitzy and Hart, more jerseys out of the three. Mankins, Edelman, Vinatieri.
More jerseys?
Yeah.
Edelman.
By a country mile. But is that what gets you in the hall?
It's just something. It's just another
it's a popularity.
No, that factors into the voting stays. And I'll also posit this as well. I think, you're right, Andy, that now once Gronk is available next year, that's a no-brainer. So Vinatieri, earliest he'll get in will be 2 years from now. Two other points I want to make. Number one, it's a shame that Vinatieri is not going in the same year as Parcells, who brought
him
aboard and called him a real football player. They deserve to be going in hand because of how much Parcells loved and appreciated Vinatieri, giving him the opportunity to kickstart the dynasty. And also, dear Patriots, I think it's time to retire the number 11. You have two Patriot Hall of Famers now, Drew Bledsoe and Julian Edelman. I do not ever want to see somebody of Tyquan Thornton's ilk ever put on the number 11 and sully it again in a Patriots uniform.
Yeah, but you can't keep retiring numbers. There's not enough numbers to go around. That's the problem with that. And I also think football sometimes retires too many numbers. Like, this is where I get into that whole Deion comparison. You need layers to your hierarchy, and like, you should retire Brady. You should retire Hannah. The all-time greats. Edelman doesn't reach that level.
What about Gronk? You don't think Gronk is? Gronk is an absolute legend. And of course, 87 was already great because of Coates.
See, that's an actual argument. Those two players are both Hall of Fame caliber players. Gronk's the GOAT. Coates is a Hall of Fame caliber player. 87, I actually think, has a stronger argument than 11 if you're going to do some sort of multiplayer retirement for a number. Yes, Dan Ball.
The argument for retiring number 11 is going to get stronger in 2025 because the Pastronaut, Josh Dobbs, is currently slated to wear number 11.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Look forward to that. Really.
He is?
Yes, yeah. He is.
I do not want him
Drake May, number 10, Josh Dobbs, number 11.
It's too bad this isn't in New York where Abdul Carter wants to wear 56 or 11, and neither Phil Simms nor Lawrence Taylor will let him, but if he was here, he could wear 11.
That's the maddest I've seen Rob Gronkowski in quite a while talking about Abdul Carter.
He was no happy about that
game.
Because it's ridiculous. Right. Like, know your role, shut your hole, take a jersey, make it great, retire your number
your
in
own,
20
yeah,
years.
Yeah, make your own number. Like, make kids want to wear 59 or 57 or 52. And also, speaking of numbers in the 50s in the New England Patriots, 54 is another one that could have like a shared or co-retirement because Brewski, pretty iconic, kind of legendary. And then Hightower stepped in and, he was super pivotal to three Super Bowls that the Patriots won as well.
So will we be adding a third digit to football player numbers when we retire all these numbers, especially if we start combining careers to earn retirement? All of a sudden, wearing 147 is Mike Smith, the new guard.
Yeah, what position group gets the early 100s?
They got the most room.
Okay.
They're a little fatter, so you can get it. If you were like Tyquan Thornton, if you had to wear a triple digit, unless it was 111.
That's a good take, Andy. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, more jersey room to get the...
The first great take or good take I get from Dan Ball is about fat guys can fit more numbers on their body.
I just love the nuance that Andy Hart brings
to
the table.
I was today years old when I finally appreciated Dan's sarcasm towards Andy.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for today's three-point stance, discussing the Julian Edelman and Adam Vinatieri conversation with the Patriots Hall of Fame. And very appropriately, Andy, even with you saying Joe Milton as your three-point stance, we didn't even talk about him, so your plan is working
and
already.
We're never talking about him again here on WEEI Afternoons. Put a little asterisk on the end of that because we might need to circle back around. But up next, we're going to talk about the Celtics because we've touched on Tristan Casas, the Red Sox. We'll get back to some of that. I'll unveil my plan for first base in a little bit for the Boston Red Sox. And a reminder, we will have Megan Ottolini, 5 o'clock from the Garden to check in before game one of Knicks Celtics. New York Boston, the rivalry renewed. We're talking about that up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.